Hello everybody and welcome to Elam Durham Road's Daily Devotional. The title I would like to give it today is A Dwelling Place. A Dwelling Place. As men and women of God, we should long and desire to be with God. Long to be in His presence and to be with Him and spend time with Him and to know Him. To dwell with God, to dwell in the presence of God. Being in God's house on a Sunday together with other worshippers and other believers is great, a great place to be, a great place to sing praises and give thanks to God as we come together, as the Lord tells us, as two or three are gathered. There He is. If two or three are gathered in His name, His presence will be there. But we don't have to be in a building. As we've learned over the last 18 months, as we would have known before then. But we can find God's presence wherever we are. We can find God's presence in our homes, walking down the street. We can find God's presence in the shops. At work, in the car, wherever we may be, because God is omnipresent, He is everywhere. Back in the Old Testament, David longed to build the temple for the Lord to dwell in it. But God let Solomon build the temple, not David. Solomon built the temple. Solomon prepared the temple with a special place for the Ark of the Covenant. That is where the presence of God would be. The Shekinah glory. Shekinah glory. The presence of God filled the temple. The Shekinah glory of God filled the temple, and the priest could not continue with the service. Silence. On their face before God. No worship. No preaching. Just service couldn't continue. God took over. God came and dwelt amongst His people. We should pursue that presence. To experience God's presence, we need to pursue Him and His will at all times. Psalm 84, verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, God, whose heart is set on a pilgrimage. As we've already said, we can talk to God anytime, anywhere, any place. And we should pursue God's presence, pursue to be in God's house, delight to be in God's house, delight to be in prayer with God, to be reading His word, to speaking to other believers, to speaking about the kingdom of God, seeing the kingdom of God advance, all in the presence of God, through the presence of God. All these things take place. A doorkeeper's joy. The psalmist made no apologies when he wrote, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. So what he was saying here is he would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord God, a lowly position, than dwell in the tent of the wicked, to be among wicked people, to not be with the godly but with the ungodly. So he was telling Satan that he didn't want to serve him, that he wanted to serve God, regardless of what position he was given, regardless of what job he was given. He wanted to serve God, even to be a doorkeeper. We, in the New Testament, are God's dwelling place. Think about the Shekinah glory that was in the Ark of the Covenant, that was carried with the Ark of the Covenant. But that same glory, that same presence dwells within the people of God. when the birth of Jesus took place. And in John's Gospel, it said the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Jesus promised to prepare dwelling places for us with the Lord. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place. Whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Every day seek his presence through prayer and Bible study. Find the time to celebrate the joy of being a Christian. And let the Saviour know how thankful you are.